If you want to understand something that seems too immense to comprehend, truth, beauty, knowledge, love, awesomeness, suckiness, it often helps to begin by trying to understand typical, simple, or uncontroversial examples. Try to formulate a theory about them or state a few good principles, and then gradually bring in more complicated or marginal examples to see whether your theory or principles hold up. For example, imagine that you're trying to understand the nature of beauty. It's usually a good idea to begin by thinking about clearly beautiful things, or things that people tend to agree are beautiful, like sunsets or classical sculpture. And when you have some good ideas about what makes these things beautiful, you can begin to consider more difficult cases like abstract painting, minimalist music, or social practice art. Jeremy Frye's grand gesture at the Celtics game is awesome, but it is also a fairly unique event. Focusing on it too much can make awesomeness seem rare and difficult, but it's not. There's the potential for awesomeness and suckiness in many of our simplest everyday interactions. So let's start there. Social openings. Consider how you might normally order a coffee at your local cafe. Employee. Hi, what can I get for you today? You. I would like a large coffee, please. Employee. All right, that'll be $2, please. You. Here you go. Employee. Here you go. Have a nice day. You. Thanks, you too. There's nothing remarkable about this interaction, which simply follows familiar conventions of consumer exchange. The employee plays his role as employee, and you play yours as coffee shop customer. It's not very different, aside from the happy influence of caffeine, from any other civil interaction. It's not very different from the kinds of actions that take place when we ask for directions, help someone carry something, or simply walk down the street. In each case, we act in our generic role as cashier, customer, helpful citizen, or person in public. We all tend to do what the social norms say we should do in these roles. Our social norms largely determine the ways we act when we fall into certain standard roles. But in doing so, we tend to act in a generic manner. Your actions as a coffee shop customer are more or less the same as mine, provided we're both competent and know our manners. As the prolific and inventive writer and philosopher Iris Murdoch tells us, we are not always the individual in pursuit of the individual. Often, for instance, when we pay our bills or perform other small everyday acts, we are just anybody doing what is proper or making simple choices for ordinary public reasons. If someone asked you why you ordered coffee the way you did, you would give an ordinary public reason. Well, that's just what one does to order a coffee. We don't stand on our heads or use a megaphone. We internalize vast amounts of information about what one normally does as a coffee shop customer, citizen in public, and so on. And we draw on this information to coordinate with each other or to simply get through the day more smoothly than we otherwise would. But as a result, our actions don't reveal much about who we are as individuals. If we were wearing the same clothes and makeup, then nothing would distinguish us aside from our natural appearance, which, in and of itself, normally doesn't express a whole lot. Your individuality is constituted by your aspirations, your cherished beliefs, what you love and value, your sense of humor, your talents, whether you're shy or intense, your taste in food, music, and clothes, and so on. In other words, your individuality is what makes you you to yourself. It is composed of your appreciable features, which are those aspects of yourself that you cherish, want to cultivate, and want to explore, express, and share. But they are also the ones that it makes sense to value, the ones that really are worthy of appreciation, cultivation, and exploration. Sometimes we abandon the ordinary public reasons and break out of the social roles. Sometimes we do so because we're forced to, in an emergency, for example, or because we're inattentive or impolite. Yet other times we break out of these roles by expressing our individuality. In doing so, we morph into Murdoch's individual in pursuit of the individual.